You may have to edit this. I'm moving the mic because I can't look at you where it is.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Do you want to start over? Because that's
annoying. Yeah, let's start all the way over.
Okay. So because we already have
too many mishaps.
Okay.
We didn't even test. Wait. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadden, and this is still the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And the first Friday of the month, we do that in a really special way. We get sidetracked with my friend, Cynthia Yanoff, host of the Mesmerize podcast. And oh boy, do we get sidetracked by all the variety of things this month, from scientific body parts to grieving the loss of a friend's son, to our summer hacks and recognizing that we have what Jess Connolly coins must be nice disease, and everything in between. We need to know if you are team shorts or team dresses. In this episode, we even get so sidetracked by our sidetracks that we don't make our way back. And so at the end of the episode, I'll let you know, why did Cynthia bring up the Rosie O'Donnell show? All that and so much more. Come get sidetracked with us. Here we go.
Hi.
Hi.
What did my daughter say when you walked in?
She said, "It looks like y'all are going to two different places."
You're in your cute dress and I'm in my workout clothes.
There was a little miscommunication.
A misfire in our apparel.
It's a holiday, so all my people were sound asleep. So I would have preferred to know that I could come unshowered and gross. You said I'm unshowered and gross, and I said I'm showered and gorgeous.
Yes, you are. I think you're taking your marketing too far, because I can see your honey love bra.
It's perfect. The mesh detailing, it works with this dress I've had for so many years. It is my summer go-to, is to have a bunch of dresses and have my slip shorts. Do you have any slip shorts?
I'm not familiar with the concept. Sliding shorts, like for my kids, my athletic kids, but not a slip short. What's a slip short?
Girl, add it to my links. Add it to my favorite things. We'll get started on those early because it will change the game. No more chafing. Because I love dresses in the summer, but I would always get sweaty. It's no fun. Mm-mm. It's not like your skin gets all ripped up. Slip shorts, it's like wearing biker shorts under your dress. And you can get, and well, they're not a sponsor, but Thigh Society, I think, has like breathable ones. Mine are just Amazon. It's awesome. Awesome. It changes the game. And you look cute all the time. I look adorable all the time. I don't even have to try. It's easier to me than wearing shorts. Like, I don't like wearing shorts and t-shirts and I don't know.
Okay. Well, the slip shorts, this is good information. And
so you're not a dress person? No?
I mean, I wear dresses to church some, or if I'm speaking or those kind of things, but in the summer, but I don't know, day in and day out.
I'm curious if our listeners know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm curious, the simplicity of a summer dress and some slip shorts.
I'm curious if there's someone out there that's like, chafing? I don't have that. Then
thigh gap.
You are not.
Is not my story ever. I think I was 14. I didn't have thigh gap. Like, I don't ever think I've had thigh gap.
Do you think if you have thigh gap and you're listening to this, you may not be our people. We're going to love you.
You know what? We love you.
As sisters in Christ only. Nothing more.
Nothing. Didn't you have a body image episode? We shouldn't be shaming people for having a thigh gap.
Okay, fine. Okay, here we are. We're back.
We're back. We need some updates, though.
Okay.
I need to know if you tried the 6-second kiss with Mike.
Okay.
Because the people need to know. They've been asking. Did you try?
Creepers. Okay.
They want video footage.
Gross. Okay. So yes, but yes and no. I did not initiate it, but apparently Mike had listened to our episode. Oh, and so hilarious. He comes in and the kids are there and all the things. And he gives me the 6-minute kiss and
Six minutes.
I keep saying that. 6 minutes.
I'm so glad you accidentally said it again, because you said that in a phone call and I was like, please say that on the show.
It's so steamy.
No. And then we have a fourth child.
six seconds. Sorry, he leans in 6 seconds. And then we both die laughing. Our kids are like horrified, our older ones.
Wait, in front of the kids? Totally.
He did. And then he's like, I listened. And he's like, and I will do what Heather asks to be done.
So we need more dads to listen.
Yeah. So he
I'm curious. So what was the result? Like, did you feel more connected?
I don't know. I can't. I'm not sure about that. But did you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bruce
is not say it that way.
Oh yeah. If you know Bruce and I, Bruce is very handsy.
Ew. Like
our small group has us sit across the room because they're so uncomfortable. He's very handsy.
I'm uncomfortable.
He's constantly touching me if we're anywhere near each other.
Like in front of people?
100%.
Like slap you on the booty, touch you, or just
100%.
Do y'all hold hands in church, like with your fingers that are locked?
Oh, yeah.
And he rubs?
Rubs my back. Like there's a lot of touching.
Oh, is that why you have on your honey love? Your pretty bra?
My pretty bra and my dress. Yes. I'm always – no, I mean that's the reality of the situation. When we had young kids, it was very tricky because I had already was touched by everyone. I was like, well, people stop touching me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway. Next topic. Hey.
Next. Uncomfortable.
I'm so uncomfortable.
So you're not going to keep doing the 6 second kits. That was a one time
one and done.
Initiated by Mike.
One and done. You know what else I'm uncomfortable with while we're talking about this? Okay. You and I got to play Mahjong the other night. We can talk about this a little bit, but the other night, and so we play in different groups. So we are in an overlapped group.
And there's different rules.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, this is not a rule, but now it needs to be one. When for y'all that don't understand Mahjong, we're going back to this in a second. But when you pass towels, you pass like in threes at the beginning. It's called the Charleston. And so
you pass like multiple times, three tiles.
Yeah. Three tiles. And so it's like shuffling almost. And so Heather passes her tiles.
And someone taught me this. I didn't come up with this.
Well, that doesn't mean you have to repeat it.
Well, it's memorable.
She sets it up in the form of a penis and points it to the person who gets the tiles.
You could say arrow. Point your arrow. But
is that what you said?
No.
That's not what she said. She didn't know these people and she kept saying.
Point your penis at
wherever it's going.
And it's helpful. And then you know where you're picking up your tiles from.
Okay. I bring this up to tell you something. I have a problem with proper body terminology.
Like with your kids, when you taught them the birds and the bees, quote unquote, you didn't use.
True story.
Did you say wing wang and ding dong?
You're right.
Which I'm not allowed to say.
No,
you've been that's bad. Why you don't like
it. It's on the banned words list of this show of Sidetracked is ding dong.
Okay.
Okay. This is true story. So my first child, Kate, the one that's now in college, when she was little, she's in the bathtub and I'm out with some girls and I come home. And Mike is literally telling her what it's called, her part. Because do you know what I called it until she was 5 or 6? What I told her it was called? Brace yourself, everybody. Your front bottom.
Oh, no.
I'd be like,
Cynthia.
And I walk in and I hear Mike in there. He's like, hey, by the way, now this is your bottom, but this is not your front bottom. And Kate's like perplexed. He's like, that's not what it's called. And so he says the word, which I'm not willing to say. We'll get a dirty rating on this.
Well, but you already said the boy part.
And I nearly threw up in my mouth saying it.
Really?
But yeah, I called it front bottom forever. And so now all my friends still laugh and make fun of it. They're always like, it's by the grace of God that Kate Yanoff at the University of Texas knows anything because you called it a front bottom forever. True story. There you go.
No. No.
I know.
No, I was trained very early by Mary Flo Ridley. And Megan Michelson. Mm-hmm. I think I heard Mary Flo Ridley at MOPS when my kids were really little. And if y'all don't know, go check them out because they are the key to all of this teaching. And they said, use the proper terms. And it was more, even like beyond, you know, not looking foolish as a college student. It was for protection too. Like that they could communicate to you.
Don't use the word protection.
Like, why?
Not in this context. Sounds like condoms.
No, more just like against abuse. Protection against abuse, that they knew what things were called, that they had language for it, was like beyond just sex ed.
And they also talk about like when you're telling your kids, like you see a seed and oh, see how the flowers. I'm not making fun of Mary Flo. Just
like using everyday situations. Yes. Like you're cutting into an apple. And you talk about the seed and the apple. Yeah.
Oh, so immature. I couldn't do it.
So you anyway, couldn't do it?
No, I don't think there's anybody listening that still has little kids. But if so.
Yes, they do.
I need you to know, like, totally, you can use front bottom, you guys.
No.
It's fine.
No. That's edited. No front bottom.
Okay. Moving on.
Next thing. Next topic.
Okay, let's talk. We're taking a hard left turn. Let's just talk for just a minute about our dear friend lost her son recently. Ugh. Oh, it's been awful. He is 14 years old.
Yeah.
And his name is Pike.
Yeah.
And an amazing kid. And we both went to the service and it was a packed house. And I just wanted to mention a couple things. And then you mentioned a couple things. But one, in the service, what I loved is every one of their family members got up and spoke, and it was unbelievable. And one of them said that he lived a colorful life. And I was like, what a great challenge to just, do the things, right? Go and live broad, live bold, live colorful. So I loved that. I thought that was just such a great descriptor of it. So that was the one thing. But then we all wrote these notes for the family to read later. And, you threw them in a basket. And it was funny because I wrote on mine just something to the effect of, everyone always talks about how Jesus is the only thing I need. But having watched them walk that out and realizing that Jesus is really all they need. I mean, they did it. And what a hard journey it's been to watch. And then now on the other side of it, I'm like, they clung to Jesus so well. And so anyway, I just wanted to say that's been a hard road, and it's still a hard road. And I mean, you and I talked about this on the Mom's Social, Micah. We love you, Micah. Micah wrote like the day or 2 days after the funeral. She's like, now what? And I was like,
stages of grief.
Right.
It's kind of like what it feels like we're watching. And I don't want to be an observer of it, but to sit with people that walk through all those stages, because I remember walking through those stages, and it's hard. It's long. It hits you upside the head. Sometimes you're just going through the grocery store and you hear a song on the intercom thing. And I don't know. It's been hard. It's been real hard to walk a 14-year-old boy through.
Oh, I bet.
Right.
Yeah. Because they were in the same grade.
Yeah.
Are you about to cry? Am I making you cry again?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You don't understand how emotional I am. And after the very first service, he cried so hard the day we found out. And he goes, Mom, my head hurts after I cry really hard. Like, that's how basic, that's how basic kids are with words. And we could talk about Inside Out now, too. That's such a great movie we just saw that helps with emotional language and being okay with sadness. And he goes, I think I'm not going to cry again until the graduation, because the graduation was that 2 days later. Or the funeral, which was the next week, as if he could control, like, I'm just going to decide to not cry hard like that again. And his friends at that, I was sitting with all of those families, 14-year-old boys just heaving. It's
too much.
It was a lot. And like I see on your note, wisdom teeth videos, like it was such an up and down emotionally for me. It was like Quaid's graduation, Pike passes away. Then I was at Medieval Times with my sixth grader, like watching Knights. And then the next day was the funeral. And then it's like, oh no, wisdom teeth got pulled. I don't know. It was just like up.
Yeah.
Oh, and graduation. And the other graduation was so sweet. And how they honored Pike at the graduation was so sweet. Mm-hmm. And all those kids, did I tell you what hymn they chose? I think I did. They chose Shall We Gather at the River.
Oh.
Months before they knew Pike wouldn't be there. And I'm thinking, Pike is already at the river.
Yeah.
Waiting. And that moment between him waiting and their arrival is a blip in eternity's timeline. But it feels like forever on this side of it. And
oh, that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah. Well, it's been so much that I was walking with a friend the other day, and she gets in the car after we walked, and she goes, we didn't even talk about Quaid graduating. And I said, that is exactly telling of how much emotionally I've been walking through in the last month, that my oldest child leaving for college is like bottom of the list to discuss.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think it's just totally. I think it's a good reminder for all of us, for myself. I was thinking like the things that we do, we've talked about this before, but the things that we do in the moments in art crisis are prepping us for when the crisis comes, whatever that may be. And and it was so evident in how the Petersons walked this out, that they had done a lot of the hard work going into this. And even like the dad was like, you know what? I know y'all are all saying you're praying for me. Would you come to the hospital in the mornings and actually pray in the hospital? And he came down and we prayed with him, a different group, like, you know, every day for a couple weeks before Pike passed. But just doing the things like know yourself, like what helps you? Like,
yeah, everyone's going to do this differently.
Yeah, everyone does it differently. But also just putting in the hard work before. And they had community surrounding them. Like they had already done that. They had put in the work.
Well, and I was proud of them because they'd had a lot of hard things prior.
For sure.
Job loss. Micah was sick with cancer. Yeah. And like the fact that they were still willing to say, no, we need y'all. Like,
right.
The surrender is what I see when people walk through hard things is like, man, it's only Jesus and people that are getting me through.
For sure.
And the daily grace.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, that was a left turn from your front bottom stories.
Well, I do. I felt that was a left turn. But and one other thing on that, we'll move on. So he had his type of cancer was
leukemia.
But so we all swabbed. And so you could be a potential donor. And so we're going to link that in podcast notes, but everyone should do that. You should get that.
Well, because of his story and how it motivated so many people in Dallas to get swabbed, I think 22 people have found matches from the events, which means 22 people who.
For stem cell,
who weren't going to be saved. Their lives were saved because of that, which is, if you are a parent and you've lost a child, it's like it gives purpose.
That's
at least to the pain of.
So if we could like link that and like, you can order kits, I think it's.
Get kits, but make sure if you order them, you are like a type A person who will return it.
Yeah.
Cause they say they don't get a lot returned and it costs them money.
Yeah. That'd be just a great way to honor him. Okay. But we're going to, because we get sidetracked, did you want to talk about another important update?
Yeah. I need to know about your eyebrows.
Well, what do you think?
What did you do? I can see them.
Well, I've been using that.
I know they look great.
Stuff.
It looks great.
Well, they're still kind of penciled in because I didn't wash off my makeup last night. Everyone, it's okay.
I'm amazed how great your dermatologist did on your skin. You wouldn't even know that you'd had all that removed.
I think my eyebrows are coming in, but there's been a situation that's worth discussing. They may or may not be coming in with a little gray. Hello. What?
That seems right.
No, it doesn't seem right, Heather.
We're the right age. Embrace it.
No.
I'm not for like the whole high. I'm tired. I live in a little south of here, okay? Mm-hmm. And where I live, everyone's spending all the money to inject the things in their face and do all the things.
It's fine if you're injecting everyone.
I'm just saying it's like just age.
Gracefully?
I don't know. I appreciate wise women. There was a lady in front of me at the grocery store and she was helping the lady in front of her tell her where to buy the best chicken. And like, yes, she wrote a check for her groceries and the cashier didn't know what to do because she wrote the check for more than the total and like didn't know that should give her then cash back. Like, yes, she's from a different generation, but I just felt the wisdom being right here. And I'm just saying she had this beautiful white hair and like, I love your graying eyebrows. Keep them.
I'm going to ask you to never say that again.
Keep them. As a mom to four boys, three of whom are in their teens, I get asked by parents of younger kids very often how we handled the phone situation. And I know there's a lot of buzz right now about wanting to delay phone usage and wanting to delay social media. Well, I feel like the best option is Gab. And we have used their phones. We have used their watches. I remember one Christmas we bought a phone and a watch for our two youngest so we could communicate with them while we were at Disney World. And it was great. It was such a good option because I didn't feel like I was giving up their innocence and still able to communicate them when we would be kind of apart from each other. And maybe you have little kids right now and it's hard to imagine that they're going to go anywhere outside of your reach. But if you live in a community where they could bike around, go to a friend's house, it is nice to stay in contact. And when they do get to late middle school, they become social butterflies and they want to connect with their friends. And it's such a great way for them to stay connected in texting and they can talk. There's even a video option on the Gab phone and they've added this smart filtering system where if there is nudity at all on the screen, it will blur it and turn off the phone immediately, which I think is a great feature. And if you have a music lover in your home, we have lots in our home, they have a Gab music option that you can get their streaming option and it will filter out what music is available. And so you don't have to worry about, is this something clean? Should they be listening to this? So I think all of that is great. There's over 100 third party apps that you can that can be installed at your discretion. With the Gab watch, you get to decide which contacts go on the watch. That's only controlled through your app on your phone, which I think is a great, great option. There are no social media apps, no internet browsers, but you still get the GPS tracking. If you want to check it out, I believe Gab is a game changer. I can't recommend it enough. This is the best time to check them out because right now Gab is offering $25 off any device to new customers with no contract required. That's $25 off any Gab smartphone or smartwatch. Just go to gab.com/DMA. That's where you'll get the best deal. That's Gab, GABB.com/DMA. Gab.com/DMA. We need to talk about summer, okay?
Okay. Let's do it.
Because I feel like I want to share with y'all, I have a lot of boys around, and yes, Quade's leaving, but he has been around a ton the last month, like home all the time, which is great. But I created a summer meal plan early in the summer. Real happy I did that. Just scoured the internet and grabbed links for a bunch of different dinner ideas, a bunch of different lunch ideas. So I'm not feeling like overwhelmed. I'm just seeing that as my job this summer is to provide a lot of food. Mm-hmm. And that's been a helpful mind shift for me instead of feeling like, why are these people eating all the time? And then
– did you share it anyway?
Yeah, I did. And then I made a mistake in my email and I just put the link. And so now I have to keep approving people to get access to the link. Anyway, all that to say, that is one thing I'm really – really nailing with the feeding lots of boys in the summer. And then the other is get the giant thing of what's it called? Country Time lemonade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The yellow one.
Uh-huh.
And have a pitcher of that. And then we make sun tea, iced tea, and I make a pitcher of that. And I just keep those refilled. And that keeps them from over drinking the soda.
The 80s called. They want their drinks back.
I'm just saying. It's the best.
Sun tea. Like you put it out in the sun?
I get the Lipton and I put it in a pitcher.
My mom did
too. And I was like, you know what? This is a great way to – because my boys are always wanting to order tea now at restaurants, the older ones.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like – and then just keep some simple syrup in the fridge. Uh-huh. You know how to make that?
Simple syrup. No, I do not know how to make that.
Cup of sugar, cup mm-hmm. of water, heat it up till the sugar melts and cool it down. And then you've got sweetener.
My daughter works at the HTO.
Yes.
It's a tea place, people. Most of y'all don't know what that is. It's like a tea place this summer. Tea. And so she brings the teas in. If we're going to talk summer food real quick. And I'm hoping if you have teenage boys, I think you can relate to this. My house smells like the Golden Corral, maybe. Well, I'm trying to think of like an inexpensive, dare I say, cheap steakhouse.
Sizzler.
Oh, it's the Sizzler. That's totally what it is. It's the Sizzler. Because Brett... having had Tommy John surgery recently, and he can't work out a lot, and he's very into the fitness situation. So he's gone basically carb-free, which is literally against my religion. I can't find
– you're carb-full.
Oh, yeah.
When people say I'm gluten-free, I'm like, no, I'm gluten-full.
Same. Back to the
thigh – I'll take all your gluten.
Oh, it's the thigh gap. That's
– we're like, why don't we have a thigh gap?
I can't figure it out. I'm just kidding. And so he's over here. So my husband will take – Michael take him over to the Costco or wherever and buy like – flank steak and salmon and this and that and all the stuff. I mean, spend like $300 or $400 on meat and like, oh, we're stocked for like 2 months. And then like Thursday comes along and it's gone again.
No, yeah.
But you're I over totally here as we're taping, it's 10 before 10 in the morning and it's already, it's the Sizzler here. He's already got the steak going in the pan.
And he had avocado.
And avocado out.
Way it's to like, go. Yeah.
So yeah, that's how the eating is going over here.
No, but do you have a go-to summer thing to like ice cream sandwiches? I know you've had those. You gave them to your pastor. I know you said. That's not a go-to, though.
That's a JB go-to. No, but you know how I told you that we're watching The Chosen over here with all the high school and college kids every Tuesday night, and I bribe them in by food? And so my friend gave me a recipe for pesto chicken sliders.
Oh.
And so I tried them out on the children's last night, nearly killed a few of them. One of them apparently is dairy-free and the other one can't have tree nuts.
So I mean,
one EpiPen away from crisis. It's fine, everybody. No, we didn't have to pull out the EpiPen. But nonetheless, I tried that last night. And
what was the sandwich on what? Like on Hawaiian rolls?
No, because we didn't want that sweet, but the equivalent, like little slider
like
type
slider rolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was fine. I mean, I think that it went over okay. I've done tacos. I've done spaghetti. I'm just trying to rotate in and out the things for that.
Yeah.
But in terms of just having a trick, I think No, other than we're going to Costco a lot and buying a lot of the pre-prepped things and it's just in the fridge. Because my children want a hot lunch.
And no, I know.
And I don't understand. Like, nobody was making a hot lunch.
Do you have an air fryer? Did we talk about this?
Yeah, we have an air fryer.
I feel like that helps.
But why do they need a hot lunch? Make a sandwich, people. Eat a Ritz cracker.
No, they want it like
some chicken salad.
Yeah, their body is used to having like chicken nuggets, like hot chicken sandwich. That's the way to go. Yeah.
Well, I don't appreciate it.
And I like to grill in the summer.
Okay.
I like to marinate something and stick it on the grill so it's fast. Mm-hmm. So I'm not spending a lot of time in the kitchen or cleaning up in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I agree with that. Yeah.
Now, are you the griller or is Michael
grill? Or sometimes Brett will grill. I mean, I can, but I don't grill a lot. And like JB will swim in the pool and so we can kind of watch him.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Okay. And let me tell you why this is so boring that we're even talking about this. Because everybody else is in Italy.
They're totally in Italy.
Like there's no Italians in Italy this summer because every American is in Italy except for Heather and I, who's here.
And I thought that was true a couple years ago. Nope.
No.
More.
I mean, you're here in your honey love dress, bra situation. I'm in my workout clothes and everybody else is in Italy.
Italy.
And I just need to know what's going on. Was there a buy one?
There was
one?
A memo. It went out.
Was there a Costco travel thing that you could get?
Well, I was with friends the other night. I was like, apparently I didn't get the memo that you're supposed to take your kid on a European trip after they graduate from high school. Mm-hmm. And they kind of mocked me because they grew up in very small towns, Texas. And they're like, might just be your like demographic.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed now. Like it's not a universal thing. It just feels that way sometimes in certain circles and on social, you know, who's not posting. People who aren't in Italy.
Nope. I mean, nobody's posting from
Costco. We're posting about our Love Boat Mahjong party.
I'm posting from the Sizzler over here.
The Sizzler. I shared this with you, Jess Connolly calling it must be nice disease.
Yes.
MBN. Like when you see something on social and your immediate belief is must be nice.
Mm-hmm. Like not nice. One person has been thinking that after we've talked about the Costco runs, your sun tea.
My must eyebrows. Be nice. And then sometimes I turn on the sprinkler and the kids run through it. Must be nice, you know.
What did we do?
Running water.
What did we do in the 80s? What were other things besides the sun tea? What would have been our summer
activity? Slip and slide we would try and it would be like.
Because they didn't have the ones where the hose actually
attached to it.
You just put it on the side. But then,
you're like,
then,
you go first.
And then you go slide and that hose ends up your rear because somebody put it too far down the slide.
Yeah.
And then you've got a hose wedgie.
No, what?
Bad things happen.
What?
What else were we doing?
What are you talking about? A hose wedgie?
Well, you know when you put the hose, you had to put it on the slip and slide. Okay. It didn't screw in on ours. It didn't screw in on the side with the nice little waterfall coming over.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the hose was on it. Well, after a few people slide, that hose keeps moving down. And then about the fifth person to go running down it, you jump and land on that thing and you land it on the hose. It is so far up your hiney.
What?
That never happened to you? I think that tells me so much about you. You grew up so privileged.
So privileged.
You didn't have.
So privileged. I mean, I did grow up more north, so it wasn't as hot in the summer. You could actually just be outside and like live an outside life.
I mean, I didn't have surgical procedures afterwards, but it wasn't good.
It wasn't pretty. No, I mean, we've never owned a pool. Like, that's a privileged thing, I feel like.
Must be nice.
Must be nice, Cynthia, that JB swimming in the pool while you're grilling. So I have had slip and slides in our backyard for my boys. Or every summer, it was like, which inflatable pool am I going to buy? And I remember one time, like, Bruce had played basketball with the boys or they went and rode bikes or something. And they come back and he jumps in it. And he's like, can you just bring me some soap?
Bathe the kids.
You know, he's bathing himself.
Oh, gosh.
In the pool outside and there's like grass in it. Like, this is how we live.
Oh.
Must be nice.
And all the people that are listening to this on their way to Italy are like, bless it.
No shame. If you're doing Italy.
We love you.
We love
Send
you.
Send us a picture.
You remember I got in trouble I was doing a paint by number of Italy and I said I was manifesting as a joke. I said
Oh, you did.
And someone asked me if I was a witch.
Huh. Was it one of your kids?
No, on Listener. Oh. It was on Instagram. It's one of my kids. So don't manifest. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I had a big happening over here.
Okay. And, beyond your eyebrows.
Right. I can't afford Italy because I'm doing my gray eyebrows. It's fine.
And surgeries for our kids. Yeah. I mean, that would have been a nice Italy trip.
Oh.
Tommy John's. or Italy.
Or a mall.
Ours was fix the car or go to Italy.
Right, right.
There's just enough things in life. It's fine.
Okay. We've talked about this, I think, 1,000 times, but we're going to keep talking about it. Do you remember, well, this we haven't talked about, but do you remember back in the day, 100 years ago, did you ever watch the Rosie O'Donnell show?
I was not allowed to.
Of course you weren't.
There were certain things I was not allowed to watch.
But I was old enough where-
Smurfs.
I wouldn't either. I wasn't allowed to watch. Did we talk about this Three's Company?
Yeah.
Because they're living together. No, definitely thank not. You.
Bewitched, I think, was like a come and go situation. Sometimes I was allowed, sometimes I wasn't.
That's why you were manifesting, because you watched Bewitched.
I know.
I wasn't allowed to watch Facts of Life because my parents weren't sure what facts of life they were teaching. And apparently I should have.
The front bottom
fact of life.
Man, what was the one you
what
just
was
started?
I coming up to? What was the point of this? I'm so sidetracked.
You started with a different show.
I don't know. But do you guys know that I'm obsessed with Joanna Gaines? Have we talked about this?
How does that go with the show you were just talking about?
I don't know. What brought that up?
You brought up a show. Was I allowed to watch?
I don't know. So Joanna Gaines, I love Fixer Upper. I love Joanna Gaines. I need to be best friends with them. And like, I'm telling you guys, my life goal is to somehow get to work with them in some
capacity.
Way.
So you're putting that out. You're manifesting that.
I'm manifesting whoever's listening. Cause I'm sure she's listening right now. Joanna, I love you. I mean,
we know enough people that went to college with them.
Well, I went to college with them, but I didn't know them.
Not in class.
No, but I was the same years about. Okay.
Oh no, you were, you graduated in there.
They're a little younger than me, but we overlapped a little bit. Okay. So I love them and I think they're funny and I think I should work for them. They only are there, like Waco's an hour and a half from us, you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
And so this is my thing. So I love the Gaines, and that several people are always like, you know, what's your dream person to talk to or meet or whatever? And I almost always say them. I mean, of course, I say the same biblical first and then the Gaines.
Jesus,
and then the Gaines, whatever. Okay, anyway, long story short, this is a long way to getting to the point that I posted something about, and I mentioned Joanna Gaines and my cute social person. Must be nice to have a social person. She tagged Joanna Gaines. Joanna Gaines liked it. Okay, so Joanna Gaines people liked it. I mean, where do we go from here, Heather? Like, I think we're done. I mean, I'm done. Like, this is it. Joanna Gaines liked, or her people or something from her account liked something I posted. Does that
feel good? What are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling like we're best friends. And now I might not be able to
do sidetracked. Do you feel like you have more value now that she liked it?
No, I think I can't do sidetracked anymore because I'm probably one step away from going to work with the Gaines. And I hope y'all follow me over there. So anyway, that was my,
oh my gosh.
Okay. That's let's amazing. Talk about things we're sidetracked by.
Okay.
Do you want to get to that?
Yeah. I already talked about my slip shorts. You share one.
Oh, okay. Things I'm sidetracked. Okay. I'm super into Audible.
When do you listen to Audible?
I love Audible now. And I know I'm the last one to the party, by the way. I know. I listen on the plane when I'm going to Italy. No, I listen to Audible when I'm driving everywhere or I'm folding clothes. Like it goes with my personality that always be accomplishing and achieving and doing the things. And I don't read enough anymore. I think law school like broke me from reading. And so I love Audible. And I've
fiction or nonfiction?
Both. But here's the funny
thing. I have
thing.
A good fiction for you.
Oh, you did? Well, tell us. You do. I'm sorry. Tell us.
I mean, you have to be okay with a little bit of naughty.
Okay. What is it?
Called Silent Patient.
Oh, okay.
It's a good audiobook.
Sounds scary.
It is scary.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's your.
Well, my point in telling you Audible is because I asked for a book for Christmas and I just thought everybody could laugh at this with me. Mark Comer's the Relentless Elimination.
Ruthless Elimination.
Is it? I think it's Relentless. I typed that wrong, or is it Ruthless?
Ruthless.
Okay. The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Literally can't get past the first chapter because I'm always too hurried.
You're too busy and distracted. I think one of his tips is like only check your email on Wednesday or something like that.
Yeah. I mean,
can you imagine you only checking your email on Wednesday?
Oh my gosh, I know. So anyway, okay, that's one of my things.
So wait, okay. So what book have you listened all the way through with your new obsession?
The Women.
Oh, I've heard good things about that.
So good. Matthew McConaughey's book.
Oh, because he reads it.
Oh.
If you're a true Texan.
So funny.
Green Lights, right?
Green Lights. I did that one. I'm listening to Funny Story right now, but I'm not super enjoying it. So do what you will with that. I'm trying to just power through. But and then
through that.
Beth Moore's.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that's a good audiobook.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
The memoir,
yes. And then another one written by that same The Women person. Kristen Hannah, is that her name? I read another one of hers or listened to another one. And then I, in my head, I'm like, is it cheating if you're listening and not reading?
I've heard that it is. It counts as reading, like from literacy experts, that it counts.
Okay.
Because your mind is still having to create the imagery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We've gone from slips to Audible. What else do you got?
I am a big fan. If you all have college kids and you have one right out front, these zipper bags, IKEA has them, mm-hmm. but I found some on Amazon that are clear. I'm a big fan of that. It's like moving bags. So they, instead of a box, it folds up flat. So you can reuse it. This one has zippers on either side. So if you want to just unzip one side, mm-hmm. and it has, you can wear it as a backpack. So I'm thinking this is going to help us move them into college real
easy. It may
easy.
Help you get into your dorm room, but it will not help you get through the rush system or make friends if you're walking in with your IKEA bag strapped on.
I just got what you were saying. But that's okay. That's okay. No, I will share those because I think if you don't know about that, or they're if you're moving, like I was just talking to our friend Shelly, she's moving like 500 feet away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you have these bags? And she said, oh, I need to get more.
Yeah, so. She's moving like across the street.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. What else am I into? My cordless charger thing I'm obsessed with.
Tell me, what does that
even mean? Like, you know, like a power bank, like when your phone goes dead. But I have one and you know who has these? All the people going to Italy. Because I'm just telling you, because they're great for international travel. I wouldn't know. But at the Sizzler, what I'm using them for is it has all the charging cords attached to it. It's a little brick or block.
So they just pop out.
And
they
pop out. And what I love about it is it has every charging cord. Like you guys know, like I've got a little kid and some of you do, and you've got the random, whatever remote control, whatever thing. And you're like,
Kindle, I don't know, or whatever. Yeah.
Or like the little car.
Hey, watch it.
It works.
Watch out.
What?
Well, it may not happen with your remote charger, but a gal just posted on Instagram that I don't even know how I found her. She thought, oh, I can't find the charger for my son's remote control car. She just borrowed the one from her, like pencil sharpener, I think is what she said. 5 minutes later, she's doing dishes or something. Her son's like, mom, she goes in there, flames shooting up the wall. Like the thing caught fire.
That's on you. Don't take your pencil sharpener.
I'm just saying, be careful with those remote controlled cars. Like you don't know what
it's doing.
Yeah.
Well, this is awesome because it does everything for my kids. Switch to
a switch.
It'll do my computer. It'll do my phone. It'll do. Mike has a different phone than I do.
And does it last? Like, I feel like with those little power banks,
it's so great.
Like, oh, shoot, I forgot to recharge it.
So this is like –
you got to recharge the charger.
Yeah. And I just put it in my car. But anyway, that's one of my other favorite things. And then I think this is – can we say this is both of our favorite things, our sidetracked things right now? Our other little show we're doing for Sidetracked.
Oh, the surprise guest. Mm-hmm. Someone got confused about that. Somehow we referenced it and they're like, what are you talking about? But so maybe describe it.
So yeah, on our other, so we're doing Sidetracked twice a month now, but on this one is you're here. So, you know, it's the first Friday of the month, but then our other one we're releasing on both of our platforms, like around the third week, every week.
Third,
and we're surprising each other with a guest. And so, yeah. And I think that's been fun so far. The coordinating is super hard, or for us, cause we struggle.
You said nobody thinks it's hard.
Yeah. Nobody thinks it's hard, but, yes, we've done a couple of guests. We got a couple more coming out. And so we're definitely doing it through the summer and then we'll see if we'll see if it works,
if it's too hard. You want a quick thing for the summer?
Sure.
If y'all, I won a Stanley at our Mahjong thing, which your daughter's very jealous of. I'm a big fan of filling it up with ice and water, but I like a little bit of flavor to kind of, you know, make it fun. True Lemon. Have you seen that brand?
Nope.
True Lemon. And because it's really pretty good for you and very low carbs, very delicious. I like the raspberry lemonade.
Okay.
Raspberry flavored. I'm going to link to it. And someone, when I shared it on my email, she said she'll take her unsweet iced tea, like the pitcher that I made, and then add that into like Arnold Palmer version.
Okay.
I don't know.
There you go.
That's my one thing I love.
Okay. Let's end on funny.
What's funny?
You want a funny story?
Yeah.
As we wrap up, we're going to end on funny. Because I have another book due coming up in a couple of months, I sat down and wrote like – I have notes like everyone does probably, but I have notes all over my phone in my office, like just funny things that happened that I can use in a book and hopefully find spiritual application. I have no spiritual application, but let's end with this. We were talking earlier on about the 6-second kiss.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to, and your husband being handsy, I can barely, next time I see Bruce, I'm going to blush for you. Uh-huh. Okay. So one of my friends years ago, I will not mention her name, years ago was doing a remodel in her home. And so had lots of workers around working in her home. And so there was a group text with her husband and the contractor about just different things. What about this? What about that? And so my friend didn't realize, she just saw a text from her husband and he asked a question about the house and maybe something like the contractor coming at lunch or something. And my friend, being kind of silly, put in response, SEX question mark. Like kind of make a joke because our husband, I guess, was coming home for lunch and she kind of was like joking around about it. And so she's like, I'm spelling it, I guess, if there's kids in the car, but I don't know why, or maybe because it's back. Because
you can't say the
like
words.
A front bottom situation. And so she, and so then she realizes after she's already sent it, that she sent it to the contractor who is literally in the next room. So she has to go in there and she very matter-of-factly was like, I believed that that text was for my husband and I just wanted to let you know to disregard.
She's so formal.
How would you have handled it? You would have made a joke. I would have made a joke.
I would have fired the contractor.
No.
I don't know. But anyway,
I would have never left your kitchen.
Never left my kitchen again. She's like, well, I didn't want him to think it was like an invitation for.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that the craziest? So I think this life lesson, there's no point other than be careful. Those text threads, you got to see who's on it.
You got to look first. You got to look. Sure.
Because bad.
But now these days you can unsend.
Yeah, but you can still see them on your computer, or I can on my Mac.
Even if someone unsends it? Really? That's good to know.
There you go.
Or edit it.
Right.
Lunch instead of SEO.
That autocorrect gets me every time.
Lunch. Oh.
All right, friends.
Thanks for getting sidetracked with us. I mean, we'll see you next. Well, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
For a fun surprise episode.
Here we go.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Anything Cynthia and I talked about is in the show notes. Some great links. So check those out. And here is the Rosie O'Donnell story. So apparently, Rosie O'Donnell was obsessed with Tom Cruise and would talk about him all the time. And then it was this big deal in 1996 when he made an entrance on the show. And so that was what she was going to refer to her obsession with Joanna Gaines and wanting Joanna Gaines to come on Sidetracked. So there you go. If you have a way to help me surprise Cynthia and get Joanna on the show, she would just be thrilled. Thrilled. All right. I'm going to say a prayer for us and our summers. Lord, I pray that you would turn our hearts towards contentment in whatever our summers look like, whether it's running through sprinklers or it is in Italy or anything in between. If we are walking through hard things, like our friend Micah and their family, wherever the person listening is, that they could find a place to grieve rightfully, but also to see what's going well. And may we all have hearts that do that. Thank you for all that you have blessed us with. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, join me back here on Monday. It is going to be our second week of the Summer of Mentorship, and we're tackling your questions on how do you repair broken friendships. Years ago, I did a survey, and I learned that 68% of y'all had experienced broken friendships. So we are going to listen to a conversation I had with licensed professional counselor Shondria Riddick on the topic. Join me on Monday. All right. Adios. Bye.